From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 3rd. The morning read, 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Le Monde. L'incertitude est presque pire que la guerre. À Dubaï, le cœur financier du Moyen-Orient, la crainte d'un conflit qui s'enlise. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. Please enable JavaScript to proceed. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Next. Second, from the Daily Beast. President Trump explains why he halted latest Iran strikes. President Donald Trump has awkwardly explained the latest backflip in his ongoing war days after threatening Iran with the biggest strike since World War II. Trump, 80, announced the strikes on Friday after being blindsided by a surprise attack from Iran being during a temporary pause to his war. "We will be hitting them very hard," Trump said on Friday during a televised cabinet meeting at Camp David. Up next. Third, from the Hindu Top. 32,000 evacuated in Polavaram district as Godavari, Sabari begin to recede. Officials have intensified the evacuation of nearly 32,000 people affected by the floods in the Godavari and the Sabari in Polavaram district, even as the rivers began receding on Sunday, August 2, 2026. Viar Puram and Kunavaram mandals near the confluence of the Sabari with the Godavari are the worst hit. Polavaram District Collector K. Dinesh Kumar is monitoring the relief operations along the banks of the Sabari, which has receded. The second flood warning has been withdrawn at Padrakalam and at the Sir Arthur Cotton Barrage at Daulaswaram in East Godavari District. And then, fourth, from the Hindu Top, Madras High Court grants bail to Vilathikulam DMK MLA Markandayan for speech against TNCM Vijay. The Madras High Court on Monday, August 3, 2026, granted bail to Vilathikulam DMK MLA GV Markandayan in a case registered against him for reportedly making a remark that his party legislators would break the bones of Chief Minister C. Joseph Vijay inside the Legislative Assembly during a public event. Justice GK. Ilantharayan granted the relief on the condition that the MLA must file an affidavit before the jurisdictional magistrate in Thoothukudi, undertaking that he shall not make such speeches against the chief minister in the future. Next. Fifth, from the Hindu Top. SC agrees to urgently hear plea seeking accountability on organizers for July 20th. Violence. The Supreme Court agreed on Monday, August 3, 2026, to urgently list a petition filed by a retired Air Force officer seeking accountability of the organizers of the NEET UG protests for the July 20th violence in the national capital. A counsel making an oral mentioning before Chief Justice of India Surya Kant said the organizers, instead of dousing the fire, were fanning the fire further since July 20th. The counsel said the young boys and girls were using abusive language and posting the videos on social media. He said the young boys and girls should be asked to do 7 days of community up next. Sixth, from Channel News Asia. Shineway's cost reset for late-stage investors ahead of Hong Kong IPO, Bloomberg News reports. Shineway's cost reset for late-stage investors ahead of Hong Kong IPO, Bloomberg News reports. AUG 3. Shine is considering lowering the cost of investment for some late-stage investors as the fast fashion retailer pursues a Hong Kong IPO at a lower valuation, Bloomberg News reported on Monday, citing people familiar with the matter. The company may offer a mix of cash payouts and additional Class B shares to investors in its pre-Series D, Series D, and Series D plus funding rounds, the report said. The adjustment aims to reduce the cost base for those investors to reflect a valuation of around $4. And then, seventh, from Channel News Asia, Girls' Generation member Yuri to leave longtime agency SM Entertainment after 19 years. Girls' Generation member Yuri to leave longtime agency SM Entertainment after 19 years. Yuri's exclusive contract with SM Entertainment will officially end on August 31. Girls' Generation member Yuri, 36, is set to leave her longtime agency SM Entertainment, with her contract ending on August 31. Next. 8th, from Bloomberg Top. Prysmian strikes deal to buy U.S. electrical maker Atkora. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies, and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference. ID 371-0-3FD4-8F00-F1-A376-1B1CCE79A10. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now, up next. 9th, from Bloomberg Top. Most Indians fault Modi's handling of exam scandals, poll says. Most Indians are unhappy with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government over its handling of exam scandals that touched off student protests across the country. A national poll by one of the country's largest pollsters found. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Top, Spain's Sanchez left politically exposed amid migrant crisis. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference, ID 371ZOFA17-8FR0-11F1A11C-77S8B42A00FA. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyaflow.com.